20. The ticking thing starts to tick louder. Again, I will not weary you with the details of the long journey home. The dragons they saw, the storms they survived, the perils of the crossing, or we would be here forever. Every day, Hiccup checked the ticking thing. As they grew closer and closer and closer to home, their hearts were lifting with excitement. But something had begun to worry Hiccup. It was something that old Wrinkly had said on the beach on the day of the intertribal friendly swimming race. He had told Hiccup that he had to be back within 3 months, 5 days and 6 hours. Now why would old Wrinkly say that? It may seem obvious to you, dear reader, for you know all the facts, but it never occurred to any of them that the race they had been participating in was either particularly important in itself. It was only a friendly, as far as they were concerned, after all, and there were always competitions going on in the archipelago, or that the race could still be going on all that time later. So Hiccup didn't know why old Wrinkly would say such a precise time, and it was concerning him, because according to his readings of the ticking thing, they had now been gone for 3 months, 4 days and 13 hours, and they were still at least 2 days sailing away from the archipelago.
"I don't know why you're worrying about this," said Fishlegs,
who was in a hugely happy mood now they were nearly home.
"It probably didn't mean anything at all. You know, old Wrinkly, he's not that great a soothsayer, and he's sometimes a bit batty."
"But what if it did mean something?" insisted Hiccup. "What if old Wrinkly had seen what was going to happen to us? He knew we weren't going to come back that day, didn't he? And look, we're nearly coming in at exactly the time he said. It's just that we're going to be a bit late, and he particularly told me not to be late." The next day, Hiccup was even more worried, and the ticking thing began to tick louder, as old Wrinkly had said it would. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. "Look," said Hiccup anxiously, "that means there's only 6 hours left, and even though it's a very windy day, we're at least," he checked the ticking thing, 24 hours sailing distance away. "We're going to be late."
"Late for what?" asked Fishlegs in exasperation. "There's nothing we can do about it anyway, and old Wrinkly probably didn't mean anything when he said it."